if something's not right here, you'd say it's just a little
by the
okay. If it's all right, if you've been traveling and you haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had, in terms of the way you had to go before dark, you might say that I had a, some people would say a long way, but you would say, I've got a long way to go before dark. But some people would use another phrase. What would you use?
I can't think of another.
Okay. What were the trenches cut by the plow called? Besides Rose? I may have mentioned this, but I want to mention it.
Father Rose. Yeah. A scooter pine.
No, the row itself.
A fair.
Okay, good. All right. If you were getting rid of all the brush and the trash and such as that on your land, even the trees, what would you say you're doing?
Clearing and cleaning the land.
Okay. If, what do you call the old, dry, dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Well, you just call it the old grass they planted under with the turning plow.
Okay. You said the wheat was tied up into a, the wheat, you tied it up into what?
Bundles.
And then the bundles or the sheaves were piled up into a...
You would, in shock. It was okay. Called a shock and dried out in the field.
All right, how many, how many sheaves would there be in a shock or bundles?
Well, in a usual way, it's a game of 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay.
Shock it up that. Like that.
Okay.
Make it shock so the water would rain.
Okay.
Right.
If you're talking about wheat, you might say we raised 40 of wheat to an acre.
Bundles there, maybe it's like bushels.
Okay.
Because you didn't know how much you'd have until it was thrashed.
Okay. All right. What do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? You know?
From the straw, mm-hmm. It has to be thrashed by a thrashing machine.
Okay.
If you were, in the later years, they had combines.
They would
reap it and separate the grain from the straw.
All right. Let's say you'd been running 2 miles and you had to stop. You'd say 2 miles is
too far,
or 2 miles is something I can go. As something like as far as I can go, or as all the farther, or all the further.
I can go any farther, or something like that.
Okay. Done, Eddie. Okay, if you're talking about something that, all right, if something belongs to me and you say it's
Jimmy's,
all right, not use a something like it's his or something like that.
Uh-huh.
What would you say? It's, if you're talking to me specifically,
it's yours.
Okay, if you're talking about the fact that it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
Okay, if it belongs to them, you'd say
it's theirs.
Okay, if it belongs to him, it's
his.
If it belongs to her,
it's hers.
Okay. People are coming, have come to visit you, and they're about to leave. And you say to them, come back again. Talking about people.
I'm glad you came. Come back again.
Okay. All right. Okay, if their car's out, somebody's car's out in the road, and you might say to them, somebody's going to run into
your car.
Okay. Asking about people, you might say, you're asking which people have been there. You'd say, had been there, or who's here, something along that line. What would you use?
If I wanted to know who he had been, maybe.
Yeah, if you wanted to know who's been there and you're asking somebody, how would you ask them?
Have we had company?
Okay. If no one else will look out for them, they'd have to look out for
themselves.
Okay. If no one else will do it for him, he'd better do it
himself.
Pardon?
Himself.
Okay.
think we're through, Hattie.
Right.
I don't see any other. I think we've gotten everything. I'll have to.